1300 872 911.
Now, no police report today, but never fear, because we're going to cross state to the office of the member for Cairns, Michael Healy. Morning, Michael.
Good morning, John. How are you this morning?
We've got a big issue on our plate today. Let me just read what Alan Benn wrote in the Cairns Post. Alan from Kamarunga. He writes, "The government decision to award multi-million dollar contracts to southern firms to build the Wangetti Trail is nothing short of a disgraceful act by a tone-deaf bunch of yes sir, no sir, three bags full sir local members. Usually we would see the four amigos, Crawford, Healy, Louis and Pitt, lining up behind the minister, dutifully looking into the cameras and nodding in unison. But when the local community really needs some strong advocacy, there is nothing. Zip. Naught. Zero. They've shamelessly ignored the local world-class designer, builder, advocate, employer and visionary who ignited the concept in the first place. Yes, I support the open tender concept, but how can this decision be called anything but another kick in the guts for our city? Glenn Jacobs has given thousands of hours of free labour, advocacy, course design and promotion to this city over many years, all for the love of the sport and his city. And where are our pollies when we need them most?" He concludes with these words, does Alan Benn, "Grow a spine and stand up for our local interest." Now, with your skills of communication, undoubted as they are, Michael, I think a whole lot of people expecting our member for Cairns to intervene with the Premier on this matter.
John, first thing I'd say to Alan is I really understand where he's coming from. I don't take kindly to his comments, growing a spine. John, we're going to get 150 additional police officers here over the next 4 years. We are going to get a university hospital. We saw an announcement yesterday, $15 million to acquire the land. We've seen $176 million being spent on our Cairns Convention Centre. We've seen $126 million spent on the expansion of our port and the investment and upgrading of our aged facilities down there. We've seen over $100 million invested in schools. You've only got to drive past the Cairns State High to see. So I would say to those people that have narrow views, you really need to open your eyes and have a good hard look and see what is happening. Now, first and foremostly, what I find remarkable is that, and I spoke to Glenn Jacobs about this, I've spoken to Craig Crawford about this, I am just as disappointed as everybody else. Nobody trusts politicians, John. That's why we're not allowed to make these decisions. These decisions are made by bureaucrats. We put the guidelines in place, and whilst I acknowledge Glenn is without any doubt the most qualified person, this isn't just mountain biking, this is also a walking track. And I can tell you that I am very aware that the Cairns Regional Council were enormously concerned at one stage that this was going to be just a mountain biking track. This is a dual purpose track. This is going to be a walking track, and it's also going to be able to cater for mountain biking. Now, I spoke to Glenn, and I know Glenn personally, and I have for many years, and I am a mountain bike rider. But there are decisions and there are guidelines, and politicians are not allowed to get involved, because if we did, this would be the most important thing. It's happening. There's going to be three processes of tendering. The first process has been announced, and what I have done is I have spoken to the member for Barron River. We have both spoken to Kate Jones, the relevant minister, and we will be writing to her today in an official capacity to raise our concerns and to ask for a review. But to think
that's all we ask for, Michael. We ask for a review of this decision.
That's it, John, and that's what we're doing, John. But to be called spineless and to stand up, I mean, seriously, they're the sorts of things you can understand why decent people don't even bother getting involved in politics. It's a ludicrous call by that person, and I take offence to it, but the reality is I will continue to advocate. I'm as disappointed as anybody. We don't get involved in that process, just like we don't get involved in who's picked to do certain work at the convention centre, but we have made a guarantee of 85% of the workers there. So, John, we are disappointed. We've registered that concern with the appropriate minister. I had a walk on the Esplanade with the Premier yesterday. I touched on that, and we'll just make sure that we make those concerns well known. So, you know, if we were the ones that sat down and made those decisions, everything would come out of here, obviously. But for people to make those comments, I'd say they're terribly misinformed.
Did you put the question of a review to the Premier, and if so, what was her response?
No, I didn't put it to the Premier. I had registered that there was some concern within the community, and I said I was disappointed. The Premier had made it very clear that we are not involved, and then with her extensive political history, went back over the reasons why politicians are not involved. It's called pork barrelling. And Queensland 20, 30, 40 years ago, and so on, I think like all political states, we're very good at it. So that she highlighted why we have to have the disparity. But she did highlight the fact that if I had some concerns, I could write to the relevant minister, and that is what Craig and I have done. Not only have we written to the minister this morning, but I spoke to Kate Jones yesterday. I raised my concerns. I've had a number of people write, email me, and I've had a number of phone calls. Some of them I haven't got back to, but I will get back to people today. But John, to think that we're intentionally out there giving this to a Toowoomba business and giving the, who are experienced in bridge building and a range of other areas and giving it to a North Queensland Townsville company, to think that we would be making those decisions is absolutely ludicrous, and anyone who proposes that is terribly misinformed.
Michael, don't get too carried away. We've had day after day of the De Brenny accusation, so you can understand why people get pretty, you know, browned off about politicians' behaviour.
I can understand that, but... Yeah, but I haven't really been following De Brenny. I'm just more focused on what we're doing up here. But I hear what you're saying, I understand. But I mean, to think that we're sitting here saying, oh no, give it to somebody else, I mean, that wouldn't happen. It's just ludicrous, John, you know that.
All I was after was a commitment to the review, and that's happening by the looks of things.
Absolutely.
And I'm pleased. Michael, I've got to take you on to something else. This is the Cairns Post reiteration today. Where is it? Here it is. Cairns may yet emerge as a major quarantine hub. As the Premier confirmed, the state government was in negotiations with a second hotel to serve as an isolation base for incoming travellers. I think people yesterday just about given up on it, but the Premier said more than 100 arrivals would be processed per week if the second hotel came online. We've been talking about ridges down there, Spence and Grafton. We've been talking about Doubletree, etc. There's also mention of here Port Douglas, apartment operators in Port Douglas being interested. What are you hearing?
John, all I know is that there has been one hotel group that have come forward, and that there are discussions underway. Before we can do this, as I've always said, and as I said to the Premier yesterday, people need to understand, John, if we're going to provide a quarantine hub and then all of a sudden we start to see 10 or 20 people from overseas that are confirmed and they start need to be put into our hospital, we will see a considerable amount of pressure put on our hospital. So what I've asked for, I'm not sure about the accommodation side. I don't get involved in that. That's something that Health are doing. And those people that are interested, I understand, have contacted Health. And they're working their way through it. This is going to be dependent on aviation, whether these airlines are going to fly into Cairns. We're going to work out exactly what our capacity is. But what I've said is that I want to make sure that our health workers can be guaranteed of their safety. And I want to make sure that our community will not be put at risk. We have seen what's happened in the worst of this situation. We cannot afford to have that happen here. I think if we can get those guarantees in place, the federal government removed a lot of their military assistance. The ADF were removed, I understand, yesterday from around the state. Yet they're asking us to be able to assist bringing Australians home, which I'm sure we will do. But they need to also contribute to the economic burden. This is not just the responsibility of the people of Queensland.
Next issue, and this is under the heading Bubble No Trouble. State could miss out on Kiwis. Page 10 Courier Mail. Tourism operators urging against border politics, keeping Kiwis shut out of Queensland after Scott Morrison revealed a one-way travel bubble was coming, but that the Sunshine State could miss out. It goes on to say that bad news for Queensland. Prime Minister saying state borders would likely impact on how international borders worked. What's your comment on that one?
John, what I do know is that we would be very keen to have the Kiwis come in here. We know that, particularly as I said before on the show up in Port Douglas, they're very, very, very strong up in that region. They're fantastic to our region. We've got a vast number of Kiwis living amongst us that do a great job. All I know is the people that are doing the talking here is the Prime Minister, and we're hearing nothing else. We would be very keen. He talks about borders, he talks about internal borders, but the other fact is, and it's a fact that nobody's talked about, is that Jacinda Ardern is currently in caretaker mode. So I think the ability for her government to make any broad statements, I think, or to make any decisions is going to be restricted. They're currently working on it. They're in a political campaign at the moment. So This is something that the federal government is responsible for, and we are yet to hear anything except just, we're just hearing this news. Now, we have registered as a state that we would obviously be extremely keen, and we know that Queensland, and particular Cairns and our region, is a very strong destination for the New Zealand market. But all we're hearing is this talk from the Prime Minister. We haven't heard any details. Jacinda Ardern is in a caretaker mode, so I'm like you, John. I'm waiting to hear the facts. Maybe we should ask Warren Entsch, because I haven't heard anything else.
By the way, the election, people are saying, oh, we're not going to open the border until the day after the 1st of November. Is there a possibility of a date earlier than the 1st of November for the border opening?
John, what I do know is at the end of each month, and this has been absolutely consistent, and that is at the end of each month, the National Cabinet sit down and they make reviews. And then outside of that discussion, the Premier then will sit down with the Chief Medical Officer and they will make some announcements about what their intentions are. So I've had confidential discussions between the Premier and I about this.
Yes.
And it wouldn't be hard for you to work out what they are, and I won't go into detail because I think they should remain between the Premier and I about the borders and how it's... And she's acutely aware of the impact it's having up here on our marine tourism businesses and our tourism businesses in general, and I carry that message. She is aware, so we'll just have to wait and see. But, John, the decisions that are made... have always been around the same time, and they are made through the same processes. The Chief Medical Officer will make her recommendations, and then the Premier will make announcements subject to the outcome of those discussions.
Just before you go, that Glenn Jacobs review you're talking about with Kate Jones, we need that now, Michael, not after the election.
Well, John, I can tell you that we go into caretaker mode on Tuesday. But what I have already done is I've spoken to the Premier, I've mentioned it to her, I've spoken to the relevant minister.
Yeah.
And John, as I said, we're not involved. Politicians are not involved in this process. We set the guidelines. We have said there has to be local content. There is Indigenous local content. I know that there is going to be a significant Indigenous component in here. Yes, it's a mountain biking, but it's also a walking track. So, there would have been thorough and extensive research. So people aren't sitting down saying, oh, how are we going to bugger everybody in Cairns? That's not the way. They are looking at the criteria and they're making. Now, this would have been made by bureaucrats in both Cairns and in Brisbane. But there's this assumption by people that, we're all sitting around deciding what will happen here. And I'll guarantee you, John, if the decisions were up to me, everything would be done in Cairns.
All right. You're aware that this is seen by the local community as very much an injustice. Good luck with it. I think in your heart you're on our side.
John, I would love to see Glenn get it. There are processes of government that the community have absolutely insisted that happened. And I think your reference to Minister De Brinney absolutely highlights that. If we start getting involved in these processes and swinging things our way, people don't like it. But sometimes that's what people want us to do. It's a no-win situation, John, but I would love for him to get it, and I will advocate on Glenn's behalf.
Excellent.
Because I think it'll be fantastic. But, John, the important thing is we're getting it and we're moving forward, and that's better than what we would have got under an LNP government.
All right, Michael, thank you. Here's the member for Cairns, Michael Healy, shortly to Melbourne.